Hey there, it's Heather Creekmore from the Compared to Who show. Thank you for listening to day 25 of our series, 30 Days to Pray for Your Body Image. I'm glad you're listening today. I hope you are too. Today we're going to do something a little different than what we've been doing the other days. Today we're going to pray specifically for you to be released from the opinion of your scale and your mirror. Now, some of you don't weigh anymore, so the scale thing may not be an issue for you, but the mirror might be. And some of you are weighing every day or a couple times a week, and every time you do, the same thing happens. You start to spiral, you get frustrated, or the opposite. Maybe you get on there and you see a number that you like and you start to either take pride in that, right? Or you get so excited that you think, how can I make it even lower? And that can lead towards disordered eating type behaviors. So today, here's what I want us to do. I want us to pray for freedom from those two things. So here's our verse of the day. Our verse of the day is 1 Corinthians 6:12, and I'll read it from the New Living Translation. It goes like this. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. I'm going to say that one more time. I must not become a slave to anything. Oh, friend, I don't know about you, but I was a slave to my scale for years. Maybe decades is more accurate, right? Whatever it told me about myself is what dictated my behavior. Whatever number it said dictated my mood and maybe even how nice I was to other people or how I interacted with my husband or my children, right? It's awful to admit, but it's the truth, right? And so what's even more true is my scale was my master. Okay, I'm using that language. If my scale is my master, what does that mean? That means I am a slave to it. Likewise with the mirror, I coach women who are like, I can't help but check myself out every time I go by a mirror. I'm always body checking. I'm always looking in the mirror, always trying to make sure everything's just right, always finding new things about myself that I don't like, always looking in the mirror. If the mirror is your master, if the mirror is dictating how your day goes or what cream or product or diet you need to do next, then guess what? You are a slave to it. And friends, I believe it's clear in scripture. We're not allowed to be enslaved to anything. Now we are, right? Like we all find ourselves getting enslaved to things and we have to constantly repent and say, God, I'm sorry. Oh, why did I start chasing that again? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Help me turn. So I'm chasing only you. Right. And Paul actually calls himself a slave to the cross. He calls himself a slave for Christ. We're not supposed to be enslaved to anything or anyone else, especially not a stupid little box on the bathroom floor that reads out a number. And half the time, friends, our scales are not even exactly accurate. Now, some of you are very quick probably to correct me. No, Heather, I make sure mine is calibrated weekly, right? I know some of you are serious about your scales, right? But, friends, that box on the bathroom floor should not have any power over us. Neither should that mirror. Neither inanimate object should be in charge of our lives, telling us what our worth is, what our value is, how we should feel about ourselves or what we should do. They should not have that kind of power. So will you pray with me today to release the power that the scale or the mirror, or maybe both, have over you? Let's pray that God will set us free from the scale in the mirror. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you sent your son, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you died to set us free. It is for freedom that you came to set us free. And freedom means we are not enslaved to anything. We owe it all to you. We are a slave to you, but not to anything or anyone else. God, I pray that you will free us from our slavery to the scale and the mirror. God, free us from the opinion of these two inanimate objects. God, help us to know deep down that the scale has no power over us and the mirror has no power over us. God, free us from the opinion of these two things. God, I pray right now that you will give us boldness and courage to walk away from the scale, to throw out the scale if we need to stop looking in the mirror so much, to stop yielding power, to stop making these things our master. God, help us to repent every time we become a slave to them and remind us, God, that you died so we could be free. Jesus, I pray that you'll help us. Help us today. Release the power the scale and the mirror have over us. Release it today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, friends, I hope you're finding some freedom really practically. If that scale and that mirror keep bogging you down, make a change, right? Stop weighing, get rid of the scale, put it somewhere where you can't get to it without a lot of effort. If it's the mirror, practice just looking as long as you need to make sure you don't have toothpaste on your face or, you know, get your makeup on, and then don't stare any longer. Friends, these are habits that you can create that take the power away from the scale and the mirror. And I'm praying you can release yourself and your body image from these two things today. If you need extra help on this, go ahead, set up a coaching call time. I love to coach women through finding freedom from these two things. That's all for today's show. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And hey, if you have a couple extra minutes, leave a review. That would be awesome. And if you're liking what you hear, consider supporting the show. You can support it on Patreon or you can buy me a coffee. All the info you need to leave a review and to support the show, you can find it comparedtowho.me/podcast. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com